Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hey, welcome to all of you who are listening from another country. We're in over 100 countries now, and if you want to let me know where you're listening from, if you haven't done that already, because some of you have already done that, and I'm really grateful for that, but just send me an email at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening from and how you heard about the podcast. It's fascinating to me to find out just how that works. So thanks in advance for doing that. Today we are continuing our journey through the We Too scriptures. We are in 1 John 1, 5 through 9 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. Now this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and there's absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we have camped a lot in these light verses, and we've seen contrasts between light and darkness. And so, Lord, today we're in the light, and I'm thankful for that. I need the light. I need your light. And Lord, here it says that you, there is no darkness in you at all. And if we are to be your children, we should walk in the light. And so, Lord, I particularly pray for those wolves in sheep's clothing who look like light, but have awful deeds that need to be exposed, and especially those who are preying upon children in our midst. Lord, would you please expose them with the light? And Lord, I also pray about those kinds of situations where there's a credible allegation of abuse within a church, and the person prefers darkness and not repenting and not doing the right thing and prefers to live in darkness and not confess that. Lord, there are two issues at play there. One is a crime issue that it needs to be reported to the authorities. The other is a sin issue that needs to be confessed. And even if a crime is confessed, it doesn't mean that the crime is not punished. So, Lord, we pray your justice would prevail for the sake of our children and the next generation. We don't want to have this epidemic of sexual abuse take over the world. We want to see it stopped on our watch. And we understand that shedding light on those dark places is part of that. Give us the bravery that we need to stand up in this generation and say, not on my watch, and to say some of those, you know, coined phrases, silence is not spiritual. Lord, help us not to be a part of a system by enabling abusers. I can't tell you, Lord, how many times I've received stories from people where they actually have told about their abuse, and church leaders turn the other way or tell them to forget about it or say, oh, you'll ruin their reputation if you bring this up, or are you sure it was consensual, or what were you wearing, or were you being this? And Lord, it's just so frustrating and so devastating to hear that kind of secondary abuse, secondary trauma, that once you've gone through the trauma and then finally, after maybe even years of abuse or years of keeping it silent, you finally bring it up only to have someone prefer the darkness to the light. Lord, may it not be so anymore. May we expose that which is done in darkness. And that takes some grit that I don't often have, Lord. So I pray your Holy Spirit will give us that kind of grit, that kind of tenacity to do the hard thing, to pioneer a new road, to begin to say, these are the schemes of the evil one. We are going to expose them. Lord, that is hard work. But for those who are taking up that mantle, I pray for protection. I pray for good people around them who will lift their arms when they get tired, like Aaron and Hur did for Moses. I pray for clear insight as to what to do next. I pray for the legal system to prosecute those who are harming, especially children, Lord, that those people would no longer have that kind of access. Lord, help us to protect our places of worship, because we want to protect children, and we also want your name to be made great. It's hard to have that happen when there's all this darkness living there. Lord, I pray for those who have this story today, and I pray that even today you would shed a little bit more light on the healing journey ahead, and you would bring, that you would show them that you love them, even in the midst of this difficult situation. You are good. You love us and you carry our burdens, and you are the great physician. You heal us. So we ask for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you don't have the free app, you really ought to get it. It makes things a lot easier to listen to this podcast. You can get it on iTunes or Google Play. And it was down about a month ago, but now it's back up. And so, yeah, I pray it's a blessing to you. It just makes everything a lot more convenient, and it's free. So please take advantage of that and have an amazing day.